And then I thought, let's have a look at what's happening in the LEGO Serious Play community. I went along to the community portal, which is called seriousplaypro.com. You can go on and have a look to learn more about the amazing work that the worldwide community is doing. And the most recent article on the platform is dated the 2nd of April, 2018. It's an article posted by Dieter Reuter, who's a certified LEGO Serious Play practitioner in what looks like in the United States. And it's an article about an exercise or a workshop that was led by him and his partner in using LEGO Serious Play for user experience design. Very interesting. It's based on a combination of Dieter's own input along with a testimonial provided by Kyle Soucy. That was an article posted on medium.com, very well-known platform. You know, Kyle shares her experience of, as a user, experiencing LEGO Serious Play in the user experience domain. So very interesting of using this powerful tool. And if you read the article, you'll see that they did some really interesting things. They really delved into a sample platform or application development project. It was a kind of a fake case study project where this user experience team, so a bunch of users providing user requirements, had to think about a platform where the app was bridging divides between people. And this is such a big theme for today's podcast that I really wanted to focus on this particular case study that came through on the platform. And they went through this process of, okay, the app is actually an app focused on bridging divides. As a user experience, what are some of the divides that you experience in your life, the disconnects where you face walls in your life? And these users then went through this experience design process of talking about divide. What does divide mean personally? And as I've experienced as a facilitator, very quickly, the group comes into a place of deep sharing and deep understanding, and from that place can move forward. So here's a great example of a team using LEGO Serious Play for user experience design, engaging your users in unpacking deeply held expectations of your product. Can you imagine the potential for user groups of actually helping your customers help you understand what their deeply held beliefs and attitudes and needs are? Wow, talk about taking a customer journey map to a whole new level. So really interesting work done by Dieter and his team on seriousplaypro.com. And then I also, as I mentioned last week, I'm become obsessed about podcasts. I'm still obsessed about podcasts, and that's not likely to change. I listened to a podcast this past week where the guest interviewed is a gent by the name of Charlie Hoon. I hope I'm pronouncing his surname right. It's H-O-E-H-N, Hoon. He is the author of Play It Away, A Workaholic's Cure for Anxiety, and also a book called Play for a Living. And what an absolutely fascinating interview. He faced, after years and years of absolute hard work and workaholism, he was actually the sidekick to Tim Ferriss for many years and just got to a point of absolute burnout and had to kind of call it quits on everything he was doing. And nothing would help him come out of the state of severe anxiety. No matter how much sleep he got, no matter what he did, no matter what exercise, he just couldn't deal with this massive anxiety. And in a kind of a moment of synchronicity, he came across some pieces of information that really switched his mind onto play. He actually was reading a book about play, and this book is the kind of the seminal work of Brian Sutton Smith. It's a book from 1997 entitled The Ambiguity of Play, and he did a whole research into play. And Brian Sutton Smith has brought this really amazing scientific psychology view of just how critical play is. And Charlie read this book and at one point, you know, burst out laughing in the book and realized, actually, I'm responding to this play situation. Let me explore it. And has gone on a mission to understand play and now helps people understand this powerful method of actually working with play. And there's this beautiful quote from Brian Sutton Smith's book. And it says, "The opposite of play is not work. It's depression." Wow. That is something else. I'll read it to you again. The opposite of play is not work, it's depression. So I'll leave that with you. And tying that into LEGO Serious Play, there's a lot of play that goes on there, is really understanding how we solve our best problems from a creative space while having fun. I can see it in learning. If you design learning experiences are fun, you know, the learner doesn't have to work so hard to internalize the knowledge. It just goes in. And the same applies when you see this magic happening with LEGO Serious Play, that you see this, it's not about work. And it certainly brings so much energy to a team, the opposite of depression. The opposite of play is not work, it's depression. So where can you bring more play into your businesses, into your teams, into your